Today will be Ezra Shemilu in Daf Tzadi Hei Masechta Shabbos. Some of the key topics we will discuss in today's Daf include a machlokes between Reb Oven and Reb Avo of which malachas are violated when the woman braids her hair or paints her eyes. The Gemara then discusses making cheese, milking a cow, and straining milk, which malachas they are told of. The same Braisa also speaks about sweeping and sprinkling water on the dirt floor in order to keep the dust from coming up. The Gemara finds ways to allow sprinkling. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph discusses picking plants that are growing in the flower pot. The Gemara follows with an analysis of the opinion of Reb Shimon, who seems to assume that it does not make a difference whether flower pots have a hole or not. Some of the important concepts that come up in today's daf include Kotil Kona Be'agma, which literally means cuts reeds in the swamp, is an expression that Chazal used to describe somebody who is not learned enough to explain things well. Atzis Nakav is a flower pot with a hole in the bottom, which would make the things growing in it to be considered as if they are growing in the ground. Hechsher Zra. In order for a food to become tummy, it has to first come in contact with one of the seven liquids after being detached from the ground. If the food is still halachically attached to the ground when it comes in contact with the liquids, it does not become Hechsher L'kabel Tuma, susceptible to Tuma. Mukav Tzamed Pasl. A kli cheres, pottery utensil, covered with a seal, can protect its contents from becoming tameh even when in the same room as a dead body.